The divorce rate among Americans has fallen in the past decade, but some other creatures are finding their differences more and more irreconcilable. We are talking about certain albatrosses, seabirds that tend toward monogamous, but their divorce rate is creeping up as more pairs fail to produce offspring. That's according to a recent study in the Proceedings of the Royal Society. No, the problem is not social media, it's not the pandemic, it is climate change. Let's talk to co-author Francesco Ventura. He's a researcher at the University of Lisbon. Francesco, thank you for joining us.
Hello, Scott. It's very nice to be with you. Thank you for inviting me.
Now, you have studied the black-browed albatross in the Falkland Islands off of Argentina, where the divorce rate jumped to a way above average 8% in 2017. So first of all, how do you know when there's a divorce?
That's right. That's a fair question. So we have a very long-term study where we follow around 500 nests, and we've been doing so since 2003. So we basically know the identity of all the breeding birds in our colony and whether they manage to reproduce successfully or not in every breeding season. And so what we defined was a divorce event whenever both members of each breeding pair survived to the following season, but at least one of them nested with another individual. So we observed this sort of a breakup between birds from one season to the next.
Okay. And these breakups, these divorces were up when ocean temperatures were rising. So what's the connection here?
That's right. So the main trigger, first of all, is previous failures. So if in one season birds failed, a pair failed, it was around five times more likely to break up in the following season. However, regardless of the previous failure or success, as the temperature of the water goes up, so does the probability of divorce. That's what we observed and what we documented in our study. So first of all, we know that in years characterized by higher sea surface temperatures, the food availability in our study region is lower. And in general, this is true globally. With the warmer waters, there is less availability of nutrients and the waters are in general less productive. So in this case, sea surface temperature, we call it a proxy for food availability. So in years with less food, albatrosses have to struggle much more to reproduce successfully. And therefore, what happens is they either have to invest much more to fuel up for the following breeding season. So they have to spend much more time out at sea foraging to fuel up for the next season and arrive asynchronously to the breeding grounds. And this asynchrony might underpin divorce. Or both birds get stressed due to the lack of food and the higher struggle. And the female might misinterpret this higher stress level as a poor performance by the mate and therefore decide to breed with another individual in the following season.
Hmm. And in this case, divorce matters. Why? Does it impact their offspring? Does it slow down reproduction?
Divorce in our study system, we're talking about the black-browed albatross from the Falklands, which is increasing and has been increasing for the past decade. So it's a healthy population. And in this sense, divorce doesn't have a population level effect. So these environmentally driven disruptions of the pair bonds at present do not represent a matter for immediate concern in our study population. Hmm. However, there are many seabirds populations that are crashing. And the idea that the environment and the environmental variability might have direct repercussions on seabird populations worldwide might be much more problematic for birds that have a population size of 150 breeding pairs, for example.
Okay, so just to kind of understand, this could be a broader signal as to the impacts of climate change and stress on certain ecosystems?
That's right. This is the first quantitative evidence of such a direct impact of the environment on the divorce in monogamous seabirds. And the idea is that when we think about environmental change, we usually don't see this as a potential pathway with which the environment might have an effect on a population, right? So in this sense, it's important to keep in mind that change might take unexpected routes.
Francesco Ventura is a researcher at the University of Lisbon and co-author of a recent study showing that the divorce rate among certain albatrosses is going up. Francesco, thank you.
Thank you very much, Scott. It's been a pleasure.